Oluwa sọ pé ẹnìkan wà ní ìlálẹ̀ yìí.
He said, in order to prove to you that he is the Lord of hosts,
pé láti fi hàn jẹ́wọ́ fún ọ pé òun jẹ́ Ọlọ́run àwọn ọmọ ogun.
He said, he will use your enemies to promote you.
Ó ní òun ò lo àwọn ọ̀tá rẹ láti gbé ọga.
And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 30 and 80 years.
Ọkùnrin kan sì wà níbẹ̀ ẹni tí ó wà ní àìlera rẹ̀ ní ọdún 38.
When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him without being made whole.
Bí Jésù ti rí i ní ìdùbúlẹ̀ tí ó sì mọ̀ pé ó pẹ́ tí ó ti wà níbẹ̀, ó wí fún un pé ìwọ fẹ́ kí a mú ọ lára dábí.
The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another stepped down before me."
Abirun náà dá a lóhùn wípé, "Ọ̀gbẹ́ni, èmi kò ní ẹni tí ìbá gbé mi sínú adágún. Nígbà tí a bá ń rú omi náà, bí èmi bá ti ń bọ̀ wá, ẹlòmíràn á sọ̀kalẹ̀ sínú rẹ̀ síwájú mi."
Jesus said unto him, "Thank you, Jesus." The Lord said, "There's someone here tonight."
Oluwa sọ pé ẹnìkan wà ní ìlálẹ̀ yìí.
"You had many ambitions."
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ èèyàn hàn hàn ní bẹ lọ́kàn rẹ.
"Very great ambitions."
Èèyàn hàn hàn tó ga tó sì dára.
"But because the way things had gone,"
ṣùgbọ́n nítorí ìrírí rẹ àtẹ̀yìnwá,
"it looks as if they will never be fulfilled."
Ṣe ló dàbí pé àlá náà tí ò wà ní mú wọn ṣẹ.
"The Lord asked me to tell you,"
Olúwa ní sọ fún ọ,
"leave that to me."
Ẹ jọ̀wọ́ ẹ lẹ̀ fún mi.
"I know it's going to be a great night, but I'm being surprised myself."
Mo mọ̀ pé alẹ́ tó máa rẹwà lálẹ́ yìí, ṣùgbọ́n Ọlọ́run fúnra rẹ̀ ń yà mí lẹ́nu.
"The Lord asked me to tell you,"
Ọlọ́run ní sọ fún ọ,
"he says, tell my children,"
pé kí n sọ fún àwọn ọmọ mi,
"today we mark the beginning of days for you."
Pé òní ni yóò jẹ́ ìbẹ̀rẹ̀ àwọn ọjọ́ fún ọ.
"Thank you, Almighty." "Amen." "Oh," Jesus said unto him, "rise, take up thy bed and walk."
Jesus wí fún un pé dìde, gbé àkẹ́tì rẹ̀ kí o sì máa rìn.
"And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath."
Lọ́gán a sì mú ọkùnrin náà láradá, ó sì gbé àkẹ́tì rẹ̀, ó sì rìn. Ọjọ́ náà sì jẹ́ ọjọ́ ìsinmi.
"Was this man who had been sick for 38 years?"
Ọkùnrin yìí wà tí ó ti ní àrùn ẹ̀gbà fún ọdún 38.
"He was lying down helplessly,"
ó kàn wà nílẹ̀ lẹ̀ láìsí ìrànlọ́wọ́,
"waiting for an angel to come."
Ó ń dúró de ìgbà tí áńgẹ́lì ó wà.
"The angel had come 38 times.
Áńgẹ́lì ti wá nígbà ẹ̀ẹ̀méjìdínlógójì.
"And this man has got nothing out of it."
Ọkùnrin yóò sì rí nǹkan mú jáde nínú rẹ̀.
"Because somebody smarter, quicker had robbed him of his success."
Nítorí ẹnìkan tó jáfáfá jù lọ, ó ti jù ú ní ìlera rẹ̀.
"But one day,"
ṣùgbọ́n lọ́jọ́ kan,
"unexpectedly,"
láì nírètí,
"his jubilee came."
Ọdún ìdásílẹ̀ tiẹ̀ dé.
"Because Jesus walked to him,"
nítorí Jésù rìn tọ̀ lọ,
"looked at him where he was on the ground,"
ó rí i, ó wò ó nílẹ̀ lẹ́bi tó sùn sí,
"and said,"
ó sì wí pé,
"come up higher,"
dìde gòkè wá sí ibi gíga.
"And immediately,"
lọ́gán,
"the man who had been lying down helpless,"
ẹni tó ti wà nílẹ̀ lẹ́ láì ní ìrànlọ́wọ́ àti ìrètí,
"jumped up completely whole,"
ńṣe ló fò dìde pẹ̀lú ara dídá.
"Somebody is going higher today in Jesus' name."
ẹnìkan gòkè lọ sí ibi gíga lónìí lórúkọ Jésù.
One of the preachers who had preached before me.
Ìkan lára àwọn oníwàásù tó ti wàásù ṣáájú mi.
I think it was, if I remember correctly, it's my son, Bamidele Studivant from America.
Arákùnrin wa Bamidele láti America.
He made some very important points that I thought maybe he spied my notes.
Ó sọ àwọn kókó kan tó ṣe pàtàkì tó fẹ́ jẹ́ kára fún mi bíi pé ńṣe ló garùn wo tí mo kọ́ lẹ̀.
Only I know there's no way he could have done that.
Ohun tó dá mi lójú ni pé kò sí bó ṣe lè rí.
He said, come up higher.
Ó ní wá sí ibi gíga.
Could be either of two things.
Ó lè jẹ́ ohun kan tàbí méjì.
It could be an invitation.
Ó lè jẹ́ ìpè. Kẹ́nìyàn wá.
Like Jesus said,
bí Jésù ti wí pé,
come to me all ye that labor and are heavy laden.
Ẹ wá sọ́dọ̀ mi gbogbo ẹ̀yin tí ń ṣiṣẹ́ tí a sì di ẹrù wúwo lé lórí.
And I will give you rest.
Èmi ò sì fún yín ní ìsinmi.
Or it could be a command.
Ó sì lè jẹ́ àṣẹ.
Come up higher.
Gòkè wá.
Just like God said, let there be light, and there was light.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí Ọlọ́run ti sọ pé kí ìmọ́lẹ̀ kí ó wà tí ìmọ́lẹ̀ sì wà.
He went further to say.
Ó tún wá tẹ̀síwájú láti sọ wípé.
That the one who is going to ask you to come up higher.
Ẹni tí ó wá pè ọ́ pé kó o wá sí ibi gíga.
Must be somewhere at least higher than you.
Ó ní láti wà níbi tó jẹ́ pé ó pepele tó ga ju tiẹ̀ lọ.
And today God is the one calling us to come higher.
Lónìí o, Ọlọ́run fúnra rẹ̀ ni wá ń pè wá pé ká wá síbi gíga.
And we all know that according to Psalm 91 verse 1.
Àwa sì mọ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí orin Dáfídì orí kọkànléní àádọ́rùn-ún ẹsẹ̀ ìkíní ti wí.
Psalm 91 verse 1.
Orin orí kọkànléní àádọ́rùn-ún ẹsẹ̀ ìkíní.
The one who is calling us to come higher.
Ẹni tí ń pè wá pé kí a wá sí ibi gíga yìí.
Is called the most high.
O ni à ń pè ní ọ̀gá ògo.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 8.
Oníwàásù orí karùn-ún ẹsẹ̀ ìkeje.
8.
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹjọ.
Ecclesiastes 5 verse 8.
Oníwàásù orí karùn-ún ẹsẹ̀ kẹjọ.
Calls him the one who is higher than the highest.
Ó ní òun ni ẹni tó ga ju ẹni gíga lọ.
So the one who is inviting us to come up higher.
Nítorí náà ẹni tí ń pè wá pé ká wá sí ibi gíga yìí.
Surely is higher than all of us.
Ó nítòótọ́ ó ga ju gbogbo wa lọ.
Not only that.
Kì í ṣe ìyẹn nìkan o.
The one who is inviting you to come up higher.
Ẹni tó bá máa pè ọ́ pé kó o wá sí ibi gíga.
Must have the ability to help you climb.
Ó ní láti ní agbára láti ràn ọ́ lọ́wọ́ láti gòkè wá.
In case you want to come higher but you cannot do so.
Bóyá o fẹ́ gòkè ṣùgbọ́n o lè ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀ fúnra ẹ.
He must have the ability to help you come.
Ó ní láti ní agbára fúnra rẹ̀ láti lè ràn ọ́ lọ́wọ́ gòkè.
Because when Jesus said to this man.
Nítorí nígbà tí Jésù sọ fún arákùnrin yìí.
Get up, take your bed and walk.
Gbé dìde kí o gbé àkété rẹ kí o sì máa rìn.
The Bible says immediately he was made whole.
Bíbélì sọ pé lọ́gán ni a mú un láradá.
And the fellow who is asking you to come up higher.
Ẹni náà tí ó máa gbé ọ wá sí ibi gíga.
Must have the power to deal with those forces trying to hold you down.
Ó ní láti ní agbára láti dojú ìjà kọ àwọn ipakípa tí ó ń du èèyàn mọ́lẹ̀.
I want to thank God for all the testimonies we have had tonight.
Mo wá dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run fún àwọn ẹ̀rí gbàǹkangbì tá a gbọ́ lálẹ́ yìí.
I have had testimonies in my life.
Mo ti ń kọ́ àwọn ẹ̀rí ṣáájú rí.
I had some tonight.
Mo gbọ́ kan lónìí.
I had some yesterday.
Mo gbọ́ kan lánàá.
I heard of a pregnancy that came after 6 months and the baby is 100% normal as if not premature.
Mo gbọ́ ti ọmọ tá a bí lẹ́yìn oṣù mẹ́fà. Tó sì jẹ́ pé ṣakalarada.
I've had the testimony now of a couple who the husband said, you ask how many babies you will want.
Mo gbọ́ ti lónìí, ọkọ ń sọ fún ìyàwó pé béèrè ọmọ mélòó la fẹ́.
And she said, let's ask for 3.
Ìyàwó ní jàbèrè mẹ́ta.
And the husband said, I agree.
Ọkọ sì ni mo fàǹtẹ́ sí.
And they brought the triplets to show us.
A dẹ̀ rí bí wọ́n ṣe gbé ẹ̀wọ̀n ìbẹ́ta wọ̀nyí wá lọ́lẹ̀ yìí.
I've had the testimony now.
Mo tún wá gbọ́ kan sí.
Of bullets passing through the front of the dress, coming out at the back of the dress, and leaving the body alone. I've seen that one.
Hallelujah. Mo gbọ́ ti ọta. Tó wọlé níwájú lára aṣọ tó jáde lẹ́yìn ṣùgbọ́n tí ò ya ẹni náà tó wọ aṣọ náà lára tí ò pa lára.
I'm saying that to say.
Mo túmọ̀ sí pé.
The God who is calling you to come up higher.
Ọlọ́run tó ń pè ọ́ pé kó o wá sí ibi gíga yìí.
is the one who said,
o leni to so wipe,
in Jeremiah 32 verse 27,
inu iwe Jeremiah orikejilelogbon ese ketadinlogbon,
Jeremiah 32 verse 27,
Jeremiah orikejilelogbon ese ketadinlogbon,
said, I'm the God of all flesh,
pe emi ni Olorun gbogbo eran ara,
is anything too hard for me?
O nkan asoro se fun mi bi?
So I'm believing God,
emi wa ngba Olorun ngbo,
that God who has called you to come up higher,
Olorun to ti pe o pe ko goke wa si bi giga yi,
will help you to reach the top in Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Of course, if Jesus said to that man, come up higher, and the man said, I'm not interested, that he wants to remain on the ground, he would have remained on the ground. So if you are going to come up higher, you must be willing to come up higher. You must obey the one who commands you to come up higher. Because the word of God says in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19,
Isaiah 1 verse 19,
he said, if you are willing and obedient, then you shall eat the good of the land. When God calls you to come up higher, you must have faith in the God who is calling you to come up higher. Because Hebrews 11 verse 6, says, without faith it is impossible to please God. And Mark 9 verse 23,
Mark chapter 9 verse 23
says, if you can only believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And when God calls you to come up higher, you must make the necessary effort to go higher. Even if all the efforts you are going to make is prayer, you must pray determined prayer until you find yourself on top. I'm believing God for all of you who are listening to me tonight. Before the sun rises, you will be higher.
Amen. What you got see?
Everybody knows that life is in levels. There are all manners of levels.
Orisirisi ipele ni nbe.
I mean, for example,
fun apere,
there is the level of the poor.
Ipele kan ni ti awon ti o talaka.
There is the level of the comfortable.
Ipele kan ni ti awon to kan je sepere fun.
There is the level of the rich.
Ipele kan ni ti awon oloro.
There is the level of the wealthy.
Ipele kan si ni ti awon ti o ni dukia.
There's the level of the prosperous. And there's the level of the flourishing. I don't know which level you are today. But in the name that's above every other name, levels will change tonight.
Amen. Ipele re yo si po pada lale yi.
Let's look at the story of this man. Just take just a few things because our time is far spent.
Jesus stood by him.
Jesus stood by him. The great physician. The one who has never been sick. The one who does not know sickness,
and it took my son,
said to this man,
oh, so for
come up higher.
Okay, what's the big guy?
Come out of sickness.
Jade grew, you know, if I son.
I want to appeal to you tonight.
Go up here, Robo Boyla Lay.
that you put yourself in the same position as this man. Because if you read the story very, if you listen to me carefully when I was reading the story to you, the name of the man was not mentioned. In other words, the man could be Adeboye. So God is saying to Adeboye tonight, come out of sickness. Is there anyone here that is sick tonight? In the name that is above every other name, you will come out of sickness in Jesus' name. Now there are levels when we are talking about health. There's the level of the sick. There's the level of those who have been healed. There's the level of those who are healthy. There are some people who don't even know what is called headache. And then there is the level of those, if they touch you at all, you will be healed. They have the healing touch. They're not just healthy. They carry the healing virtue.
So even if you are not
sick, and you
are healthy,
you can go higher. You can get to that level where whoever you shake hands with will receive healing.
Onila ole de ipi ko to je pe gbogbo eni to ba bowo lowo re pata ni yo gba iwosan.
We just finished our American convention. And one of the testimonies there was that last year, some people came for prayers. And because there were many, I just prayed for all of them. And then they moved out. After I finished praying for them, I got up to go elsewhere. As I was walking by, the Spirit just directed me towards one man. And I greeted him and shook hands with him. And I left. I didn't know his problem. But he came with cancer. I shook hands with him. He returned this year to come and give his testimony that the cancer disappeared. I pray for all of you who are listening to me. That sickness, that disease, that the doctor says is incurable. Next month, you will testify that your sickness disappeared. You better say amen loud and clear. So there's a level of the healing touch. And then there's the level of the healing handkerchiefs. Acts chapter 19. Verses 11 and 12. Acts 19:11-12. Tells us that from the body of Paul, handkerchiefs and aprons were taken to the sick, and they were healed, and devils departed from them. That is a level. You can move to that level. And then of course there is the level of the healing voice. You just speak the word, and healing takes place.
Logan.
There are many testimonies to that
effect.
I can tell you many. But I want you to be the next one to testify. That in the name that's above every other name, even as you are hearing me now, be healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And then you can move from the healing voice to the healing shadow. Acts chapter 5. Verse 14 to 16.
Acts 5:14-16.
Tells us that the shadow of Peter was healing the sick. That's a level. You can move from the sick to the healed, to the healthy, to the one with the healing touch, to the one with the healing handkerchief, to the one with the healing voice, to the one with the healing shadow. Which level do you want? Because God is calling you to come up.
Nítorí Ọlọ́run pè ọ pé kí o gòkè wá sí ibi gíga.
Now this man.
Lálẹ́ yìí.
This man.
Ọkùnrin yìí.
Has been sick for 38 years.
Ọdún 38 ló ti ṣàìsàn.
You don't need to be there to know.
Ní láti wà ńbẹ̀ kó tó mọ̀.
That his wealth has dwindled year after year for 38 years.
Wí pé ọrọ̀ rẹ̀ ti forí ṣánpọ́n.
But the Lord that owns all things stood by him and said, come out of poverty. And I'm repeating tonight as the representative of the Most High God. There is someone here tonight. You will come out of poverty.
Amen.
I've already told you that there are levels. The poor, the rich. The poor, the comfortable. Then the rich.
Ati awon oloro.
Rich people are those who save money.
Awon oloro la won to je pe won ni ajetan ati ajeseku.
The wealthy.
Ati awon ti o loro gidigidi.
The wealthy are those who put money in fixed deposit.
Awon to je pe ipi ti owo tin sise fun won ni won fowo won si.
They just give you 100 million and they say, keep it for 3 years, I'll come and collect it later.
Ma fun ni million bi ona ogorun wa ni sa ma fi sowo leyin odun meta ma pada wa gba ati ele ori e.
And then there are those who are prosperous.
Ati awon kan si nbe to je pe won ti se rere.
And there are those who are flourishing.
Awon kan nbe to je pe won ti npile.
There are those who lend to nations.
Awon kan nbe ti won si win orile ede.
I pray for someone here tonight.
Mo wa gbadura fun enikan ni ilale yi.
Even if you are poor right now,
o ti le je pe nisusin yo
one day,
alai ni ni olojo kan,
very soon,
laipe,
you will be lending to nations.
Amen. Iwo na yo ma win orile ede.
When we read about somebody like Solomon.
Ti abaka ni gba okunrin ti an pe ni Solomon ni.
In 2 Chronicles chapter 1.
Ni Chronica keji ori kini
verse 15.
Ese ke dogun.
2 Chronicles chapter 1 verse 15.
Chronica keji ori kini ese ke dogun.
A man who treated silver like ordinary stones.
Eni to no baba bi okuta lasan.
That's some kind of money.
Oro kan ni.
And I know there are people here tonight. It's not that they want money just for the fun of it. They want to do the work of God. There are people who want to build churches. We need a new auditorium. Because those who are outside the auditorium now are almost more than those who are inside.
Nítorí àwọn tí ń bẹ níta bá ṣe ń sọ̀rọ̀ yìí, wọ́n fẹ́ ju àwọn tó wà nínú ilé lọ.
Thank God it is not raining.
A dúpẹ́ pé òjò máa rọ.
So we need a bigger auditorium.
A nílò gbọ̀ngàn tó tún ga jẹ eléyìí lọ.
May I prophesy to someone here tonight?
Jẹ́ sọ tẹ́lẹ̀ fún ẹnìkan ní ìlálẹ̀ yìí.
That in the name that's above every other name.
Pé ní orúkọ tó ju gbogbo orúkọ lọ.
You'll be one of the 10 that will build a new auditorium.
Wà jẹ́ ọ̀kan nínú àwọn mẹ́wàá tí yóò kọ́ gbọ̀ngàn tuntun náà.
The reason I say one of the 10 is because I have to include myself.
Èyí tí mo fi sọ pé ọ̀kan nínú àwọn mẹ́wàá ni pé mo ní láti jẹ́ ọ̀kan nínú wọn.
And my wife.
Àti ìyàwó mi.
And one or two of my friends.
Bóyá méjì nínú àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ mi náà.
And so that the rest of you can struggle for the remaining number.
Èyí tó kù ẹ wá lè làkàkà láti jẹ́ lára wa láti darapọ̀ mọ́ wa.
I decree.
Mo pa láṣẹ ni.
In the name that's above every other name.
Ní orúkọ náà tó ju gbogbo orúkọ lọ.
None of you will die poor.
Kò sí ẹni nínú yín tí yóò kú sí ipò aláìní.
Jesus stood beside this man.
Jésù dúró lẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́ rẹ̀.
This nameless man.
Ọkùnrin tí ó jẹ́ pé a ò ti ẹ̀ mọ orúkọ ẹ̀ yìí.
So low, so unimportant that they didn't even bother to mention his name.
Ó kú rẹ̀ pẹ̀ débi pé kò ti ẹ̀ sí ẹni tó bèrè orúkọ rẹ̀.
Because among the Jews.
Nítorí láàrin àwọn Ebreu.
If you are important.
Tó bá jẹ́ ẹni ńlá.
If you come from a good home.
Tó bá wá láti ilé ìdílé gire.
They will mention your name.
Wọ́n á dárúkọ ẹ.
And the name of your father.
Àti orúkọ bàbá tó bí ọ.
If your family doesn't matter.
Tí mọ̀lẹ́bí rẹ ò bá tilẹ̀ ní lárí.
They will mention your name.
Wọ́n á dárúkọ ẹ.
And they won't bother to mention the name of your father.
Wọn ò tẹ̀ ní sọ orúkọ bàbá tó bí ọlọ́mọ.
But this man was so useless.
Ṣùgbọ́n Ọlọ́run ọkùnrin yìí kò jámọ̀ nǹkan tó bẹ́ẹ̀ gẹ́.
They didn't even mention his name.
Wọn ò tiẹ̀ lè dárúkọ ẹ.
They mentioned the name of Bartimaeus.
Asa adaruko Bartimaeus.
The son of Timaeus.
Oba omo Timaeus.
Even though he was a beggar.
Bó tilẹ̀ jẹ́ pé alágbé ni.
They still mentioned his name and the name of his father.
Wọ́n daruko ẹ̀, wọ́n sì daruko bàbá ẹ̀.
But this man was so useless they didn't mention his name.
Ṣùgbọ́n ọkùnrin yìí ti di ẹdun arinlẹ̀ tó bẹ́ẹ̀ gẹ́ tó jẹ́ pé wọn ò tiẹ̀ daruko ẹ̀.
But the great promoter stood beside him.
Ṣùgbọ́n o Ọlọ́run ti ń gbé ní ga dúró lẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́ rẹ̀.
And said.
Ó sì wí pé.
Come up higher.
Gòkè wá sí ibi gíga.
As the Lord lives.
Bí Ọlọ́run ti ń bẹ láàyè.
I prophesy to someone here tonight.
Wọ́n wá sọ tẹ́lẹ̀ fún ẹnìkan ní ìlálẹ̀ yìí.
Nobody may know you now.
Wọ́n lè máa mọ̀ ọ́ lálẹ́ yìí o.
But before you die.
Ṣùgbọ́n kó o tó kú.
The world will celebrate you.
Gbogbo àgbáyé ni yóò bá ọ yọ.
Because the God who is asking you to come up higher.
Nítorí Ọlọ́run tó ń pè ọ́ wá sí ibi gíga yìí.
Is the one who picked Abraham.
Òun ẹni tó mú Abrahamu jáde.
Who is completely unknown.
Tẹni tí a ò mọ̀.
Until God intervened.
Títí Ọlọ́run fi dá sí ọ̀rọ̀ ẹ̀.
In Genesis 12.
Ní Genesis orí ìkejìlá.
Verse 1-3.
Ẹsẹ̀ kìíní sí ìkẹta.
Genesis 12 verse 1-3.
Genesis orí ìkejìlá ẹsẹ̀ kìíní sí ìkẹta.
God just said to Abraham.
Ọlọ́run kàn sọ fún Abrahamu.
The son of an idol worshipper.
Ọmọ abọ̀rìṣà.
Unknown.
Tí ò sẹ́ni tó mọ̀.
And said to him.
Ó sọ fún wípé.
I have decided to have mercy on you.
Mo wá ti pinnu láti ṣàánú fún ọ.
I will bless you.
Màá bùkún fún ọ.
I will make you great.
Màá sọ ọ́ di ńlá.
I will make your name great.
Màá sọ orúkọ rẹ di ńlá.
I will turn you to a blessing.
Màá sì wá sọ ọ́ di ìbùkún.
I will bless those who bless you.
Àwọn tó bá kù bùkún fún ọ, màá bùkún fún ọ.
I will curse those who curse you.
Àwọn tó bá gbé ọ rí, màá fi wọ́n rí.
Through you shall all the nations of the earth be blessed.
Nípa rẹ sì ni gbogbo àgbáyé yóò di ẹni ìbùkún.
The God of Abraham is here tonight.
Ọlọ́run Abrahamu ni ń bẹ ní ìlálẹ̀ yìí.
And he's going to come to somebody.
Amen. Yóò sì tọ ẹnìkan wá.
I say you.
Pé ìyá sọ pé ìwọ.
Nobody knows you now.
Wọ́n lè má mọ̀ ọ́ nísinsìnyí.
Nobody knows your father.
Wọ́n lè má mọ̀ bàbá tó bí ọlọ́mọ.
You don't matter.
Wọ́n ò tiẹ̀ jámọ̀ nkankan.
You don't count.
Wọ́n ò jámọ̀ nkankan.
But.
Ṣùgbọ́n.
By this time next year,
niwo yi amodo,
the world will already be celebrating you.
Gogo aye yo si ma gboruko re.
If you are the one, say it is me, oh Lord.
O ba je wa ni so pe mi ni Oluwa.
When we talk about greatness,
ti a ba nso nipa ti titobi,
there are levels.
Ipele sipele ni nbe bakan na.
Abraham was great.
Abraham je ni nla.
His son was very great.
Omo re je ni nla gidi gidi.
His grandson was exceedingly great.
Sugbon omo omo re o je ni nla lopolopo.
There are levels of greatness.
Ipele tipele ni nbe nipa titobi ati diri nla.
You may be great already.
O le je ni nla bakan na nisisiyi.
God is saying, come up higher.
Olorun wa so pe goke wa si ibi giga.
Let's make you very great.
Gawa so de ni la gidi gidi.
You may be very great already.
O le de ni la gidi gidi nisisiyi.
God say come up higher.
Olorun tun wa npe o wa si bi giga.
Let's make you exceedingly great.
Gawa so de ni la lopolopo.
Thank you, Father. The Lord said there is someone here tonight.
Oluwa so pe enikan be ni lale yi.
He said a member of your family is already in the mouth of the lion.
Gbe ikan lara awon mo lebi re kini won ti gaye ti pe hanu.
He said I will rescue him.
Oni owo jaga. Olorun ni owo ja eni na gba.
The Lord said there is someone here tonight.
Oluwa so pe nikan be ni lale yi.
He said, you have known joy before.
Nigba kan anari o ti mo ti an pe layo.
But it was for a brief moment.
Sugbon o kan lere fe ni.
Asked me to tell you.
O wa ni so fun o.
The joy I'm about to give you will last forever.
Amen. Ayo to fe fun o yi ba n tale lo ma je.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
The Lord said there's someone here who has boys, several boys in your private part.
Oluwa so pe nikan be ni to ni ewo ka kiri gbogbo ara re.
Nibi abe.
Nibi abe.
And they just refuse to heal.
Ewo yi kan ko ko san ni.
Lord asked me to tell you.
Oluwa ni so fun o.
You can check, they are already gone.
Amen. O le wo nisisiyi won ti lo.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight.
Oluwa so pe nikan wa ni lale yi.
He said a major breakthrough slipped through your hand.
Wi pe o ku die ki aluyo nla o ba olowo o ko te olowo o ti fo lo.
Lord asked me to tell you.
Oluwa ni wa so fun o.
I will give you a bigger one.
Ke owo fun o ni eto tobi ju yen lo.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen and amen. Occasionally he says something that is so sweet I want to take it first before I tell you.
Lekokan Olorun a so awon to je pe o rewa to je ge pe ma kokko pa awon fura mi kin to so fun o.
Lord said there's someone listening to me right now.
Oluwa ni eyan kan be nisisiyi to npo mi bi mo se soro yi.
He said in your desert a spring will bubble up.
Pe ni asale re orisun omi kan yo ko jade.
And it will rapidly become a big river.
Pe ni kankan ni waransesa yo ti odo ni nla tin san.
Oh Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Daddy says there's someone here tonight.
Daddy so pe nikan wa ni lale yi.
He said for the rest of your life.
Pe ni gbogbo yoku ojo aye e.
Your song will be.
Orin re yo je.
It is raining all over me.
wara ojo lo nro yi mi ka.
So the Lord stood beside this helpless man.
Jesus oluwa duro legbe okunrin ti o niran lowo yi.
The help of the helpless stood beside this helpless man.
Iranwo alai niranwo o duro legbe re.
Because this man said, I have nobody to help me.
Oh, leni to le ran mi lowo ko seni kan.
And said to him, come up higher.
Jesus wa so fun pe goke wa se bi giga.
There's nobody to help you, but the help of the helpless has come.
Ko seni to le ran lowo sugbon iran lowo alai niranwo be o nbe o pe ko wa soke.
Let's change your level.
Yeah, yi pele to wa yen pada.
From failure to success.
Kuro lati ori eni jakule lo se eni tun se aseyori.
From success to great success.
Eni tun se aseyori ju eni ti eni tun se aseyori gidigidi.
From great success to frightening success.
Eni tun se aseyori gidigidi si eni ti don se aseyori tin deru bani.
You know, it is possible for God to make you so successful you become afraid.
Oh my, pe o sese ki Olorun mu o se aseyori ati aluyo to je pe yo deru bayi wo gan.
Read Luke chapter 5.
Wo iwe Luke ori karun
verse 1 to 11.
Ese kini si kokanla.
Luke 5 verse 1 to 11.
Luke ori karun ese kini si kokanla.
Peter fished all night.
Peteru peja ni gbogbo oru.
Caught nothing.
Kori nkan kan pa.
Jesus stepped into his boat.
Jesus wonu ako ayokele re.
Told him we had to throw the net.
O wa so fun bi to ye ko ju awon si.
He did.
O lo o se be.
Caught so much fish.
Aja to ri ko po to be ge.
Two boats began to sink.
Oko ju omi meji bere si ni ri.
He became afraid.
Eruba gidigidi.
He became afraid.
Eruba.
You know, once in a while, God will give you a miracle.
Yo mo pe lekokan Olorun a fun ni awon ise iyanu kan.
And you will think you are dreaming.
Wa ro pe ala lo nla.
I decree tonight.
Mo wa pase ni ale yi.
That the next time you are sharing your testimony.
Pe ni won igba mi ti wa tun wa ma jeri re.
You will tell everybody.
Wa so fun gbogbo eniyan.
That 3 days after the miracle happened.
Lejo meta leyin ti ise iyanu na ti te
Olorun. You still thought you were dreaming.
O iro pa la lo nla.
So shall it be in Jesus' name.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ló máa rí lórúkọ Jésù.
But not only was this man helpless.
Kì í ṣe pé ẹni yìí kò ní ìrànlọ́wọ́ nìkan ni.
This man said.
Ọkùnrin yìí wí pé.
For 38 years.
Fún ọdún 38.
As I was moving towards my destiny.
Kí n tó rápálá wọnú àyànmọ́ mi.
38 different people.
Àwọn ènìyàn ọ̀tọ̀ọ̀tọ̀ 38
stole my miracle.
Ni wọ́n ti jí iṣẹ́ ìyanu mi gbà mọ́ mi lọ́wọ́.
Before I could get there.
Kí n tó débẹ̀.
Somebody had taken it.
Ẹni míì á ti jàgbà lọ.
And the Lord of hosts said.
Olúwa àwọn ọmọ ogun wá wí pé.
Come up higher.
Máa gòkè bọ̀ wá síbi gíga.
No more defeat.
Kò sí àlùbọ́lẹ̀ mọ́.
I pray for you tonight.
Mo wa gbadura fun lale yi.
That the Lord of hosts.
Ni Oluwa awon omo ogun.
Will arise for you.
Amen. Yo dide fun o.
Because it's just that we don't have the time. I could have shown you that we have levels of victories.
Ko gbọn je pe akoko gba wa ni ba fi han yin pe ipele ipele isegun ni nbe.
We have victory.
Ani isegun.
We have great victory.
Ari isegun nla.
We have victory without a fight.
Ari isegun to je pe eyan isegun lai ti e ja.
We have a victory that will frighten the victor.
Ari isegun tin deru ba eni to segun gan.
God will fight for you.
Amen. Ogbeja onija ja keru obo nija yo ja fun o.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord said there is someone here tonight.
Oluwa sọ pé èèyàn kan wà ní ìlálẹ̀ yìí.
He said from now on.
Pé láti òní lọ.
3 words shall no longer be in your dictionary.
Ọ̀rọ̀ mẹ́ta. ko ni si ni gbolo ti wa ma so mo.
Failure,
ijakule.
Defeat,
alubole.
And agony,
ati irora okan.
So those three words,
awon oro meteta yi,
he said they will never again be in your dictionary.
Wo ni tenu e jade mo.
The Lord asked me to tell you a story.
Because
there's something he wants to say. When the very first auditorium, several years ago, I was preaching like this. God said that there was someone in the crowd, that the fellow was going to have three financial breakthroughs. God said the first one, 100% of it belongs to God. That the second one is to be divided 50-50 between God and the fellow. And that the third one will wipe out all the debts that the fellow is owing. I announced it. Some days later,
like
a widow came.
Obinrin oko kan wa.
It's a widow I know very well.
O je eni ti mo mo daada.
She had 17 mouths to feed.
O ni enu metadilogun lati fo lojojumo.
And she was heavily in debt.
O si je gbese repete.
Not only in Nigeria.
Ise nile yi nikan.
The bank in London had been threatening her because of the debt they say the husband is owing.
Àwọn ilé ìfowópamọ́ ní ìlú ọba ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní fẹjúmọ́ nítorí gbèsè tọkọ ẹ jẹ́ lẹ́kọ̀ọ́ tó kú.
So she came.
Ó wá sáré tọ̀ mí wá.
Ah, daddy.
Bàbá.
I've got the first financial breakthrough.
Àlùyọ àkọ́kọ́ rèé mo ti rí gba.
And I brought it.
Mo sì gbé wá.
I said, sister, please, please. I know you.
Owó arábìnrin bí ti ẹ̀kọ́ ni Ọlọ́run sọ mo mọ̀ ọ́ dáadáa.
I know your problem.
Mo mọ àwọn ìṣòro tó ń là kọjá.
If I have money, I will give you, not take from you.
Ń bá lówó, màá fún ọ ni, kì í ṣe pé màá tún gba tiẹ̀.
She looked at me and said,
ó wá wò mí, ó sọ wípé,
I thought you are my friend.
Mo rò pọ̀ ọ̀rẹ́ mi ni ọ́.
God said there will be three breakthroughs.
Ọlọ́run sọ pé àlùyọ mẹ́ta ń bọ̀.
I've got the first one.
Mo ti rí tà kọ́kọ́ gbà.
You don't want the second and third to come?
Oh, wa wa fe dena ikeji ati keta ni bi.
I said, all right, all right.
Mo wa ni o da o.
I took the money from her.
Mo wa gbo ore na.
I kept it.
Mo fi pamọ si bi kan won na o.
God bless the preacher who has no faith.
Olorun adariji oniwaasu ti o ni gbagbo.
I said that we wait until the second and third come.
Mo wa ni ma duro titi keji ati keta fi ma de.
Very soon she came.
Laipẹ o tun yoju.
The second has come.
Ikeji ti de.
This is 50% for Jesus.
Idaji re re fun Jesu Oluwa mi.
I kept it.
Mo tun fi yen na pamọ.
I didn't touch either of the two.
Mo fowo kankan nu mejeji.
Then the third one came.
Iketa wa de wa yi o.
A letter came from the bank in London.
Wọ́n wá kọ lẹ́tà sí láti ilé ìfowópamọ́sí ní ìlú London.
We are sorry.
Jọ̀wọ́ má bínú o.
We made a mistake.
A ṣe àṣìṣe.
Your husband didn't owe us.
Ọkọ ẹ ò jẹ́ wá lówó.
We are the one owing your husband.
Àwa gan-an la wá jẹ ọkọ ẹ lówó.
So the God went and changed the books.
Ọlọ́run wá yí gbogbo ìwé padà.
And they paid what they say they are owing the husband.
Ohun ti won ni awon je won wa je oko re won san fun
and he cleared all her debt.
O si wa gbogbo ise wa di ohun afiseyin.
Now listen to me carefully.
Wa gbo mi gidigidi.
God said there's someone here tonight.
Oluwa so pe eyan kan wa ni lale yi.
He said you are going to have 3 financial breakthroughs.
Ewa na. Iwo na yo ni aluyo meta.
He said the first one,
eyi akoko,
you can keep it.
Ti eni o le na gbogbo e bo se wu o.
He said the second one,
oni ikeji ewe,
50% is yours, 50% belongs to him.
Idaji e ti eni idaji re ti Olorun.
He said the third one,
o wa ni iketa,
is 100% for God.
Gbogbo e patapata o t'Olorun ni.
He said after that,
pe leyin na ewe,
get ready to flourish.
Amen. Ko wa gbaradi lati di eni ti a npe ni adegbile.
It doesn't want me to preach tonight.
Amen.
The Lord said there is someone here tonight.
Oluwa so pe eni kan be ni lale yi.
He said there is a wind coming.
Pe afefe kan fe bo
that will restore all your dry bones.
So je wi pe yo mu ki gbogbo egungun gbigbe re ki o di alaye okan pada.
Thank you my Father.
Amen.
The Lord said there is someone here tonight.
Oluwa so pe eyan kan wa ni ilale yi.
He said there are certain hands holding you down.
Wo pe awon owo kan be tin rin o mole.
He said I will dislocate all of them.
Gbogbo awon owo na lo won Olorun yo fa tu.
Anyway, so the Lord Jesus Christ stood above this man.
Oluwa wa Jesu Kristi duro niwaju e.
The source of all joy stood above this man.
Orisun ayo duro lori e.
He stood above the man who had been sad for 38 years.
O duro niwaju eni na ti ibanuje ti agbada si lorun fun odidi odun meji ni logoji.
He said come up higher.
O so fun pe gogoke wa si bi giga.
Come out of sorrow.
That they grow the new ibanuje.
Do you know God is speaking to someone tonight?
Nje mo pe Olorun be nikan soro ni ilale yi.
And he's saying to you,
o si so fun o,
you shall weep no more.
Amen. O ni so kun mo.
There are levels of joy.
Ipele sipele ayo ni wa.
You can move from sad
only kuro lati ibanuje
to happy
lo si eni tinu edun.
You can move from joy to great joy
only lo lati ayo lo si ayo nla.
And there is something the Bible called exceeding great joy.
Oh, kan ti nbe ti Olorun tun pe ni ayo nla gidigidi.
Like you read about in Matthew chapter 2 verse 10.
Gaatika ninu we Matthew orikan orikeji ese ikewa.
Matthew chapter 2 verse 10.
Matthew orikeji ese ikewa.
And then there is what the Bible calls joy unspeakable.
Iun kan ti tun be ti Bible pe ni ayo ti o se fenu so.
Joy so great you can't even say it out.
Ayo tobi to bege to je pe o ko le fenu so.
You know, somebody can be so glad that he will be crying.
O mo pe inu eyan ba dun debi kan eyan ma nsunkun ni.
Those of you who have not known joy for a long time,
iru eyin won ni ti e o ti mo ti a pe layo fun odun pipe.
Beginning from now,
bere lati sisin yi lo,
you will move from sorrow to joy.
Wa amen. Wa kuro lati inu ibanuje lo si ayo.
From joy to great joy.
Lati ayo lo si ayo nla.
From great joy to exceeding great joy.
Lati ayo nla lo si ayo ti o po rapete.
From exceeding great joy to joy unspeakable.
lati ayo repete lo si ayo ti o se fenu so.
Thank you, Father.
Baba Ishu.
This one definitely is for me.
Emi gan l'Olorun wa nba soro nisisiyi.
Thank you, Daddy.
Amen.
Oh, Daddy said there's someone here tonight.
Daddy so pe yan kan wa ni ilale yi.
He said some people will sing of wealth.
Awon kan akori nipa ti oro nini.
Some people will sing of prospect of popularity.
Awon kan akori nipa ti gbajugbaja.
He said, but I will be your song.
Be ṣugbọ o ohun Ọlọrun ni yo je orin re.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen and amen. The Lord says there's someone here today.
Oluwa so pe eyan kan wa ni ilo ni.
He said very soon.
Be laipe jojoro.
People will talk of your family.
Awon eyan yo ma so nipa ti idile e
that this family has found favor with God.
Pe idile yi o je idile to ti ri oju rere Olorun gba.
Let me close. Let me get out of the way because there are several things God wants to do.
E je bi adagba ituro nitori opopolopo nbe ti a fe se lale yi.
When God gives you an invitation,
ti Olorun nigba ti Olorun ba pe o,
you have a choice.
Iwo o ku sowo e lati yan.
You can refuse an invitation.
O le ko ko lo wa.
You can say come, you say no, I'm not coming.
O le ko o le pe o pe ko wa ko fa ke ko ri.
Even when he commands you,
ni bo ti le je ko pa ngba mi to ba pase fun o gan,
you have a choice.
Oku so we
to obey or to disobey.
Boya ko gboran tabi ko se alai gboran.
But tonight,
sugbon lale yi,
since you have taken all the trouble to come,
niwon igba to ti wa si,
don't refuse the invitation of God.
Dowo o ma se ko igbe Olorun.
How will I know that I will go higher if I say I'm willing?
Bawo ni ma se mo pe ma goke lo si bi giga tin ba ni move down.
The Bible says the just shall live by faith.
Bibele so wi pe olododo yo ye nipa igbagbo.
You believe it?
To ba gbagbo,
you will have it.
Iwo na arigba.
It's just a matter of faith.
O duro lori igbagbo.
So you're going to pray by faith tonight.
Nítorí náà, wàá gbàdúrà pẹ̀lú ìgbàgbọ́ lálẹ́ yìí.
I know the altar call has been made earlier on, and so many souls have been saved, and I thank God for that.
Mo dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run pé ìpè àkọ́kọ́ tí àkọ́kọ́ pé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn ló gbọ́ fàyè wọn fún Jésù.
So I'm going to take it that by the grace of God, those that God wants to save, He has saved them.
Màá wá gba Ọlọ́run gbọ́ pé àwọn tó fẹ́ gbà là, ó ti gbà wọ́n là.
But we're going to pray some prayers.
No, I walk by one rock on.
And we're going to pray this prayer by faith.
I walk by one quite back.
Now remind you of the story of a couple.
My wife and husband
and wife came.
Daddy, we've
been barren for years.
Well,
pray for us so that we can have our own children.
Gbadura fun wa ke won le ni awon omo ti wa.
I said fine.
Mo le ti da.
What kind of baby do you want?
Iru omo wo le fe?
The husband said boy.
Oko so pe omokunrin.
The wife said girl.
Oyawo so pe omobirin.
And they said it simultaneously.
Ekan wara ni won so meje da won mejeji soro.
So I smiled.
Mo wa rerin.
I said, well, in that case, we better make it
a set of twins.
Mo wa ni o da be ibeji na da o ye yin.
One boy, one girl.
Akoko ikan abo.
And they said amen.
Awon mejeji si yo pe ami.
They received it.
Won gba pelu igbagbo.
9 months later.
Leyin osu mesan.
Set of twins.
Won pe beji wa.
One boy,
ikan akọ.
One girl.
Akan abo.
If I say to you tonight,
tin ba wa so fun ola leyi,
that from this moment onward,
pe lati oni lo,
your journey will be constantly upward.
Okay. Ni wa ma lo.
Will you receive it?
Se wa gba bi?
I can hear you. Will you receive it?
Receive it. Se wa gba bi?
Will you receive it?
Say what now, Agba?
Lift your voice to the Almighty God.
What go? That's okay. So Lord, we'll marry.
Loud and clear.
Belu Guru.
Pray like you have never prayed before.
Kyo wat badura? Gege biyo tieti badura.
I say, Father.
We pray, Baba.
Change my level tonight.
Yi pele mi pada lale yi.
Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Talk to Him.
Let Him hear you.
Father, change my level tonight.
Baba yi pele mi pada lale yi sirere.
Change my level tonight.
Yi pele ti mo wa yi pada.
Take me higher, Lord. Take me higher.
Ki o si mu mi lo si ibi giga.
Take me much, much higher than I've ever been before.
Ibi to ga gidi gidi ju bi mo se de lo.
Take me higher.
Mu mi lo si ibi giga.
Lord, take me much higher.
Baba, mu mi lo si ibi to ga tete.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Ni oruko la Jesu ni agbadura.
Please, because of time.
E jowo eyin ara nitori akoko wa.
We want to do two things simultaneously.
A fe se omiji papo.
I want to appeal to the ministers of God to please go to my left. They will find there those that were carried in, those who cannot move on their own, and go and lay hands on them and pray for them. Please, ministers of God, let's go and do that. Let's remain in an attitude of prayer, please. Our prayer is not over yet. While the ministers are there ministering to those people, in case there is anyone who came late and who still wants to surrender his or her life to Jesus,
so if fire,
you will find an altar very close to you in the congregation. Please go there. There will be ministers of God there waiting to attend to you. But if you are near the altar in front here, if you came late, you were not here when they made the first altar call. It's now that you want to surrender your life to Jesus. You can either come to the front here, or go to the nearest altar to you in the congregation. Now, ministers of God, I hope they are the way.
Okay.
Now, the rest of us,
how are you?
Lift your voice to the Almighty God.
And said,
Father, pull me out of the miry clay.
Mommy, jade kuro ninu ere.
Never to return.
Ki ma si se pada sibe mo.
Talk to the Almighty God.
Ba Olorun Olodumare so.
Pull me out of the miry clay.
Fa mi jade kuro ninu ere.
Never to return.
Ki ma si se pada sibe mo.
Pull me out tonight.
Oluwa fa mi jade lale yi.
Pull me out of the miry clay.
Fa mi jade kuro ninu ere lale yi.
The miry clay of sickness.
Ere aisan.
Of failure.
Ijakule.
Of pain.
Irora.
Of sorrow.
Ti banuje.
Of poverty.
Ti aini.
Pull me out, oh Lord.
Oluwa fa mi jade.
never to return.
He must say, "Father, what be more?
Pull me out of the married clay."
Oh, you are from. Mister, the cruel, you know where?
Pull me out of the married clay.
From Mister, the cruel, you know where?
Never to return. Never to return.
He must say, "Father, see be more."
Pull me out of the married clay, oh Lord. Almighty God, pull me out of the married clay.
Will be married from Mister, the cruel, you know where for?
Pull me out of the married clay. Never to return, never to return.
He must shake by the
You are the only one who can help me. Pull me out of the mighty clay. Pull me out of the mighty clay.
Pull me out of the mighty clay.
Pull me out of the mighty clay.
Pull me out of the mighty clay.
Oh yes, Lord, never to return there. Pull me out of the miry clay of sickness. Pull me out of the miry clay of disease. Pull me out of the miry clay of sorrow, of failure, of defeat. Pull me out, oh Lord.
Only one for me that day.
Pull me out today. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Baba.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni orugola Jesu lagbadura.
Please remain in an attitude of prayer.
Ejowo ejeke wa ni ipadura sibe.
Those of you who are